Have you ever felt like you have nothing to offer God? Like you don't have what it takes to be a blessing to others? I'd like to share a story with you that's been a great blessing to me in this very area. In Mark chapter 6, Jesus sends out the 12 disciples on their first mission trip to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, and to raise the dead. And as they're coming back, he gets word that John the Baptist has been brutally murdered, and it's devastating. Now, when the disciples arrive, he says, "Come aside and rest a while," and they all need it. When they get to this deserted place, a multitude of people show up and they're looking for Jesus. He's tired, he's devastated, but the text says that he's moved with compassion. And so he serves the people, he heals their sick, he teaches them, and at the end of the day, the disciples say, "Send these people away so they can get something to eat." Now, I can't speak for the motives of the disciples here, but I can say that if it was me, having just come back from a mission trip and just lost my chance to rest a while by serving for an additional day, I would be looking for reasons to excuse myself or to excuse them. But regardless of the reasoning, Jesus still tells them, "You give them something to eat." And the disciples think this is crazy because we don't have enough food for them, and even if we pooled our money together, it's not going to be enough. They're not going to get filled. But here's the point. What they're really telling Jesus is, "I don't have what it takes to minister to the needs of these people." But Jesus responds with a very poignant question. "What do you have?" They say, "We have 5 loaves and 2 fish, but what's that going to do for all these people?" And he says, "Bring it here to me." And they're able to feed 5,000 people. And the text goes on to say in John's account that when the people had eaten all that they wanted, then he sends the disciples to pick up the leftovers. So you may be feeling like what you have to offer God or the people around you isn't enough. And you're right, it's not. But if you bring what little you do have to Jesus, he can make it enough. In fact, more than enough. My encouragement to you is to follow the example of the disciples and bring what you got to Jesus and trust that he'll make it enough to bless the people around you.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.